You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, we're going to be talking about surviving grief, internet dating, and how to avoid romance scams. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste, and welcome to this live edition of Live, Love, Engage. And we are broadcasting live on Facebook and LinkedIn and YouTube. And I also want to welcome those of you who are listening to this on the now rebroadcast. So I am so delighted to welcome you today. And I'm going to welcome in our guest who is going to be talking to us about matters of the heart and also about how to protect yourself as well. So I want to welcome Shelby Wagner to Live, Love, Engage.
Hello. I'm glad to be here and thank you for having me.
Yeah, well, I'm really looking forward to this discussion. We met a while ago at a national publicity summit where you were promoting a book that you wrote, which she's the author of the award-winning book called Learning to Dance 2, Surviving Grief, Internet Dating, and Romance Scams. And for those of you watching, for those of you listening, you can't see, but she's holding up the book. very good author. That's smart. That's always a good thing to do. And Shelby's also, she's a retired school teacher, music teacher, but since retiring in 2020, she is also still doing music, and she's an organist and choir director, and she also dabbles in web design, which is kind of cool as well. But I really wanted to focus our talk today a bit on this, on the book that you wrote, and because I'm curious to know a little bit more about what prompted you to write this book and what we can learn about it.
Well, my husband died in 2016, 2 weeks before our 50th wedding anniversary. Oh. It was sudden. He had gone into the hospital and had pneumonia, and in the process of helping him to get better, his heart stopped. Mm-hmm. During that 6 months following, I learned about grieving. I felt like I had been catapulted into the unknown because I had not been in that situation before, as most people. And so I did a lot of reading and research, and I did some exercises to help me decide what it was I wanted to do with my next chapter. Did I want to stay single and be a swinging singles lifestyle? or did I want to find a love and a new partner? And, you know, I think the problem with a lot of the older people, a lot of people, single people anyway, is loneliness. And so along the way, I decided that I needed a friend. I moved from Tennessee and left my friends down there to back to Michigan to be close to my daughter. And I was going to restaurants by myself during the day when they were working, and going shopping, and I'd go to the movies by myself. And of course I practiced piano at home too, but it was lonely no matter where I went, and of course a sad time. So doing some of the exercises led me to believe that I wanted to meet a friend. Well, how am I going to meet a friend? I'm in a new place. I'm out in the country. family is all around, but whatever. And so I decided, my son had met his wife on internet. So I went on internet dating. And that didn't please my kids very much. It was about 6 months after my husband died. They weren't quite ready yet. And so I talked to a few men. I met one, and then my mother passed away. So I had that to deal with, and two houses to sell, my mom's, and get ready to sell, and my own in Tennessee. One of the men that I started talking to about the time I went back to Tennessee to do my final packing, he wrote that he was in China on a business trip, had been attacked and lost his money that was stolen, and he had been left for dead. And I knew that it was probably a scam. My daughter and my son were very thorough with grilling me about that. But I had this, you know, tremendous upbringing of Christianity that said you help the poor. So I sent mm-hmm. him some money, and it wasn't enough. He wanted more. Mm-hmm. And so that led to the whole story about the last some part of my book. My book mm-hmm. is a memoir, and it tells my true story of some of the dating that I did and of the scam that I did. But the reason I wrote the book was to warn other people about the scams and help them keep from losing their money and getting a broken heart. I have tips there to 38 red flags that let you know almost immediately that this person is not someone you want to talk to. And so you just end the call or end the chat and stop talking to them and report them. If they ask for money, then you're absolutely sure that they are a scammer. And they'll mm-hmm. say, oh, well, I didn't ask for money. I asked for a gift card. Well, it costs you money to buy that gift card and send it. So that was the reason I wrote the book, was to help them. Along the way, while I was writing, I thought, I bet you they want to know what a 74-year-old woman is doing on the internet, dating. So I went back then, and I couldn't decide where to put the memoir of my husband's last few days alive. I had it in several places, and finally I decided I would start with it. And that led me to finding out there was another problem of people that grieve forever. Mm. They don't get around to moving forward. Maybe they feel guilty. I know the first date that I had, oh man, I really had to force myself to go because I felt like I was cheating on my husband. And that feeling stayed there for, you know, a month, a couple months or whatever. But I think our wedding vows say, till death do us part.
That's true. And
I believe that gives us the freedom to go on and find another partner if that's what we want to do. So my book really has three purposes, or four actually, and it's in four parts. The one is to warn people about and give red flags of the romance scammers. One is to give support and care to those who are grieving. They have recently lost a husband or a wife. It's for both sexes. And that's the first part. And in between, the second part is the exercises for studying the options that are available to you and deciding, do you want to stay single or do you want to move on and try to find somebody. And then, of course, the third part talks about dating after 50 and do's and don'ts of the internet dating activities.
Well, that's awesome.
Can I explain the name of my book? The title of my book, Learning to Dance in the Rain. My beautician had a plaque on her wall that said that life is not about waiting for the storm to pass. It's about learning to dance in the rain. Hmm. And I kept reading that for about 10 years as I went out the door. And I tried to remember anytime I was feeling sad or bad, I thought, yeah, okay, dance needs to be happy. We need to think about the good things and not the bad things. So I had a hard time deciding on a title for my book. And my beautician kept saying, Shelby, have you found a title yet? No, I didn't find one yet. So finally, I wrote the last word of the book, and I went to get my hair done. And she says, have you found a title? And I said, yes. it's learning to dance in the rain. And she says, Shelby, that's what you've been doing, because I had started learning to line dance after I moved into my new house in Sturgis.
Awesome.
But dance is a metaphor, and it's not just dancing to the music, moving to the music. It's playing cards. And it might be shooting pool or bowling or just getting out and taking a walk. And exactly. So I'll give you some tips on how to, you grieve, yes, but you have to move forward. And that's what my book is all about. Trying to do that and dealing with the adversities and staying positive.
I want to ask you more specifically about that in a second, but a thought just occurred to me, because you had said that your children or your daughter, I think it was, were, not that happy that mom is deciding that she wants to go out and date. So how did that go about? How were you able to, did you just give them some time to be able to get used to the idea, or do you have any tips even in the book to help people in similar situations, to let their kids realize that mom is entitled to a life.
and dad. People have said, were the people that you met, the guys you met on, were they well matched, and did you find it? Well, yeah, in my book, I say I dated 50 guys in 2 years. My daughter was very unhappy with me. She says, I don't want to meet any of them. So for about 2.5 years, I lived with her for 6 months, but I always advise people to drive to your date. Plan it during the daytime, so that you have light and people around, and don't get in the other car. So I would drive to meet them, and she didn't want to know about them. So I didn't talk about them usually. Mm-hmm. My son, he exploded when I told him I was thinking about it. But I said, well, you met your wife on it. And, well, that's different, but he finally came around and said, well, just don't tell me the details. And I said, well, I don't plan to. But I was real surprised couple weeks before the 4th of July, and my daughter, she said that I had been dating one guy I met at the dances that was local. And she says, why don't you ask Jerry to come to the fireworks on fire. Really? Because that was the very first time. So it took her about 2 years to get used to the idea. She still hasn't met too many. I think she's only met two guys that I've met online. Mm. One of those I was serious about, and we had a 2-year relationship about it, and they liked him. He was from Indianapolis, and he had Parkinson's, and he did not want to strap me down with another sick husband or whatever. Mm-hmm. So when it got to a certain point, he said he was going to leave, and that's what happened.
Wow. Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, and dating at any age, but certainly as you get older, and I'm of that age now. I'm going to be 60 this year, so it's not easy. And now you mentioned a couple things about that, sort of warning signs that someone asks for money. That's a big one, and even the gift cards, because I know I do subscribe to AARP magazine, and they do have tips in there from time to time, and just recently I think an issue talked about gift cards is a big, it's a way for people to be able to get money. You think it's innocent, but it's not. It really is, can be a costly thing. So what other, maybe one or two other of your top sort of red flags that people need to be aware of?
Right away, if they ask you to leave the dating site to talk on Google Hangouts or WhatsApp or Google's chat or some other one of those, that's a good sign that they are not a subscriber to that dating site and that they probably are a scammer. Mm-hmm. Use some of these together. If it's a businessman, if it's an engineer, anybody that has his own business and has got a contract in a foreign country or is already in the foreign country, I advise you not to talk with them. They want to, they're still texting me, wanting me to talk to them. And the military, for example, they say, well, our soldiers and so on do not go on internet dating. Well, I've had a lot of men pretending to be generals or army captains or whatever who want me to talk with them. Instagram, Facebook, all of these are avenues for meeting them. And actually, the one person that I sent the money to, I believe I met him on Facebook. So you really have to be careful. I know my friend Bill, he goes through the same thing from the men's side. And a lot of younger women, beautiful women wanting money. And men are susceptible to that. And they get scammed. So he has them set up and send me a picture. And he'll describe a certain way that they need to have their hand. And they have 5 minutes maybe to send it to him. And if they can't do it, then he doesn't ever talk to them because mm-hmm. he figures they're scammers. And I've tried it a few times, but they never have a camera on their phone mm-hmm. or they have some excuse. So I guess the ones I've tried it on have been scammers.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's one thing my daughter actually had got me into watching the show Catfish on MTV. And
I haven't seen that, but I heard about it.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, it's amazing what these people will do. Well, that they will say that, oh, my camera, you know, my phone, I don't have the cameras broken or something. And they'll go on for months and months. And it's like, if you can't have a, you know, if you can't either talk to them on the phone and especially to be able to video chat, then there's going to be a problem. You know, it's going to be hard to be able to want to meet someone in person with the technology that we have today. Right. And I think even, you know, I mean, even my husband for the longest time was refusing to get a smartphone, but even he got a smartphone now. And so he can, you know, FaceTime with us and things like that. So, you know, there's really no excuse for it.
And a lot of the scammers are different now. They're doing different things and they're willing to do FaceTime. They're willing to talk face. And
oh, really? Oh, okay.
Some of them, and they're still, you don't know who's on the other side of that screen. And you don't know if they're married. You don't know if they're too young to less than 18. You don't know. Bill mm-hmm. found out that these beautiful young women that were sending him messages were really Nigerian men.
Oh dear.
He got a couple of them to admit it. And it's very hard. And another scam that's really out there right now is with the cryptocurrencies and a lot of people are losing a lot of money there. So just want to say that too. If it sounds too good to be true, I'm sorry, but it's probably not true.
Yeah. Well, we don't want people to think that there's like totally no hope because you have, it sounded like, met a few people that you did have some, you know, had some good dates with. So let's flip it on the other side. What are maybe some signs that people can look for that, you know, this person is on the up and up? And that you can, and you know, or what would be something that to help people to, what would be their like next step to take once they've connected with someone, maybe?
All right. If they're willing to meet in person within 2 weeks of talking to them, then you know they're real. That's my big one. Mm. I have met a couple of men that oh no, they can't, they're too busy right now, but you know, as soon as they get this project, whatever. So it's kind of doubtful whether, I don't know, but that's one thing I do. If they're willing to meet right away, then you know. There are other ways. There are a couple of men that I know. I waited 3 months to meet him, and it was a very nice man, but it was busy. Mm-hmm. And the problem was his huge family. He had four daughters and 13 grandchildren. And oh, in fact, I've got a date with him next week. So that's 4 years mm-hmm. that we have gone back and forth, you know. But I don't know if there's anything there or not, but we're friends, and that's fun.
Well, that's good too. And I think that's mm-hmm. important, because you talked about at the beginning that, you know, it's when you do lose someone that it's very lonely. And I think that, yeah, you don't necessarily have to jump into another relationship, but I think it is nice to be able to talk to somebody, you know, share what's going on in your life, or maybe, right. you know, do something fun, like go dancing. Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. Another man that I have dated a couple of times from the dances, and I said, well, what is it that you want? And he says, or you're looking for? And he says, I don't really know. I'd like to have somebody to go out to dinner with occasionally, or to go to the movie with. And I said, well, that's kind of me too.
Hmm.
Me too. Okay. We're kind of set in our ways, unfortunately, when we get this older. And, you know, our finances are all set, and, a lot of men especially are unwilling or wanting to get married again. And I understand that. I mean, yeah, what's mine goes to my kids, and what's his goes to his kids. And I can understand that. But there are other legal issues that are kind of opposed to older people getting married again. Mm-hmm. And so you have a lot of issues there that you have to talk about and decide, mm-hmm. is it worth it?
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
Or is it better just remaining friends and doing things together once in a while?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And it's challenging. And I know I see a lot of people comment on social media sometimes, and they're you know, very distressed about like online dating, and it's so frustrating to be able to find someone, but at least there are resources like you have put together to help people. So I think that's important.
Right. Let's see, the do's and don'ts of dating. Mm-hmm. One advice that I can give about that is, if you are not confident enough to take the negative with the positive, then maybe that's not for you. Mm. You're going to get rejected. But if you think of it as something, a fun activity, just it's fun to talk to somebody and keep your messages light and fun, then it's going to be different than if you take everything personally. I have a friend that is very upset about it. I'm not going to do it anymore. And but I think she falls for someone, and then it doesn't work out, and then she's despondent again, you know. So you have to keep it fun and light and see what happens. That's the best way to say it.
Absolutely. And I think that goes for just about anything in life too, because you're going to get out of it what you put into it. And if you go into it with expectations of, yeah, let's just, you know, let's just have some fun and see what happens, and not put this, you know, a lot of pressure on yourself or even on the other person, then I think your outcome is going to be a lot better. So,
oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it really is. It really is. And, so yeah, there's a lot of horror stories that don't even involve romance scammers, but there are a lot of good and happy. I had a book display on the street here in town, and this couple went by and they saw my big banner, and they I says, oh, are you interested in interdating? Oh yeah, we met on the internet and we're married. We got about 4 months before. And so I was hearing some happy stuff. And that's good.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
And you meet more and more people all the time that have met online. And that's fine. Met someone in Florida last year, a couple that were in the condo that we were. And yep, they were very happy. They were very interested because, yep, they had met online.
Yeah, have you found, are there any particular sites that you found are better than others that either you recommend or you know other people have had good results with?
Well, I like Zoosk, Zoosk.
Hmm.
I'm not, you still have to be careful. But I think they do quite a bit more than some of the other ones to weed out the bad ones. For example, I saw the other day, this man looks like his photo. He's been verified. And you can verify through Facebook or some of the other things. And I don't know. I haven't looked on the other websites recently, but that was reassuring to, oh, yeah, okay, well. They take a picture. They want you to take a picture right while you're filling out the application.
Sure.
So yeah, they can't put somebody else's picture up there.
That's good.
As easily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know. There are a lot out there, and there's pages that will compare maybe the top 12. I haven't tried all of the sites, but Zeus was the one that I've met more of my people on.
Well, and I think too, part of it is you can also get recommendations from, you know, if you have other friends who are doing some of this, you can ask them and see what people are saying.
Some people have that iHarmony. They've had luck with that, or they've had luck with Our Time. The free sites, a lot of them will give you free. And you can look at what's there, but if it's free, there's no security at all.
That's true. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Got to be careful.
And if you want to talk to them and take advantage of all of the bells and whistles that website offers, then you need to pay a subscription.
Yeah, that makes sense. Absolutely. I'm going to let's just talk for briefly before we wrap up today. I'm just wondering about how was the process of actually writing the book for you? Did you find that easy to do or was it challenging? Or
I was I started writing first the year after I was scammed. Actually, I wrote the first book I was scammed in 17. I started writing the book in the middle, like in June, I think it was, of 18. And I self-published it in December. I wanted to get the word out as quickly as I can. I was angry at myself for giving in to this man and sending him the money that he said it was a loan and pay it back. And it was a deposit on my new house. But, of course, that didn't happen. And a lot of people don't report that they've been scammed because they're ashamed or embarrassed. And I hope nobody would find out that I'd given this man money. I wanted to keep it a secret. But when I found out a year later that $145 million had been lost the same way that I lost mine, and in a lot of cases, their hearts were broken. I didn't fall in love with this man. I was just talking to him. And so I didn't have that part. But, oh, boy, when it came out through the bank, actually, and my daughter, that was a horrific experience. And so I decided that, yeah, maybe it's worth it. I thought, do I really want to put myself out there and tell people how naive I was and and gullible, and do I really want to do this? And I still have questions now after writing the second book. It's won 11 awards, and it's only been out a little over a year. I think I'm a target now for more. That's why I'm getting more and more scammers calling me. And I have to really be careful about that.
Yeah. Well, it's frustrating, isn't it? It's like, on the one hand, you're trying to do a service to other people, to help other people, and then that just leaves you open to more scammers. But I still think I appreciate what you did, and I know there's lots of people out there, and certainly the fact that you've won awards attests to the fact that you did a really good job on the book. And so keep at it. Don't lose faith.
It just flowed. It just flowed. It did. It really just flowed. I have thought about writing some more, and so far I've just been marketing this book.
Well, that's
I've got some more ideas up here, but I need to do that. I really need to move on in that sense also.
Well, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. So if someone has been listening to this and or watching it, wants to be able to get a copy of the book, where can they find it?
It's on Amazon, and it's on Barnes & Noble. Any bookstore can purchase it from Ingram's, which is their distribution wholesaler. I have a website by the title of the book, learningtodanceintherain.org. Also shelby-wagner.com, and they have links to the Amazon page, but it's there. I have a YouTube channel, and I have 20, I think it's 25 videos up there. Four of them are piano duets with my friend Linda, just to show people that, yeah, I do play the piano. And that's fun.
Wonderful. All right. Well, I will definitely make sure that I'll have all of those links in the show notes for the, so for those of you who are listening to this, you can go to liveloveengagepodcast.com, and I'll have all that information there.
Thank you.
And I think, you've shared some really great information with our audience today, and I appreciate you being here and, you know, being able to share, you know, some of the vulnerabilities about, you know.
Thank you. My Kirkus review and my Blink review and several other of the reviews that are on Amazon are on my Learning to Dance in the Rain website. I was quite pleased with the Kirkus review. A lot of writers get either negative, or they're afraid to even try to see what kind of a review they can get, because Kirkus is kind of hard on you. But I was pleased with mine.
Well, very good. Congratulations
for that. Yes. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for being with us today. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate all of you who've been watching and or listening. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You: How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.